91.0 EDG 02060920260813 Audio. Fuel consumption will also create an imbalance for the station. No matter what shape we have, we will always encounter this problem. There is no magic bullet. In my initial sketches, external fuel tanks were planned and still are. These fuel tanks, distributed along the station's central axis, can be used to transfer fuel to the rear tanks near the engines. Artificial gravity helps us here. We need to plan for this immediately. In space, I don't know how much fuel will be used. To accelerate the station, the only thing I'm certain of is that consumption will be much lower than that used to put it into orbit. Would it be possible to use one of the LEMs for propellant transfer? I think so. Let's think about it, take a payload from the front and transfer it to the rear. With zero radiation levels and artificial gravity, there will no longer be a need for rapid evacuation of astronauts for their health. Time will therefore be a resource that can be used without constraint. Using LEMs for propellant transfer solves many problems for the station. One scenario that has already been considered, and which we believe is still plausible, is launching fuel tanks from one spacecraft to another in space. This procedure allows both spacecraft to maintain a high level of safety. However, this new approach challenges this procedure in favor of something better. To put it humorously, a gas station attendant with an LEM could make the cost of propellant for the station profitable. Well, you get the idea, I think it's a good one, and one worth considering. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. We are currently on September 6, 2026.